That's why the blood of a mace is muta. Why la fuke mace? Means afagav de mamalei, even though what in the case we have this, let's say, tochus mikazayis of a mace, and you want to be mitstarfit with other food to make it into a kibetzus worth of food, loy matamatuma says that in this case, his tochus mikazayis of an odom would not be called an oichel to receive tumas oichlin. Why? The answer is, the Mora says, Mishum de bot la dait etz kol odom. Nobody has not eat it. This little bit of amount of food of a boss or of an odom, that's not choshev. And therefore, for sure, that's going to be bottle, and it's not going to be an oichel. Rashi says, the fuki emes claim loch yamin liyel, malchi shtayim diyein bim tumakala, the yafagad dimamali lepokas mekebeit soichlin, the prophets of the Gazais men a mace, the Mitzarapadei letumas oichlin, the bottle that is kolodim. He doesn't say why. The marshman, nobody's going to eat this amount. A pochus mikazayas of a mace, that's not choshev, and a fried is not by itself, but just with other food, you're not going to be mitzarev to two. Nobody's going to eat it, and therefore it can't be mitzarev. So that's the chiluk. That by an odom, the bosser of a mace, you never have it, don't have tumor oichlin on it. Ma'ashenki, in the bosser of a nevela, whereas pochus mikazayas, it could have the loch of a tumor oichlin on it. Another Gemara says, Rav Chanina Amar Chinah says like this, Rav Chanani Amar Afilu Teimer Devi Kizayis. Even if you want to say no, there was the Kizayis of a Nevela here. You have the Kizayis of the Bosra of a Nevela. So the question is then, what do you have to have Tumas Eichlin for? It has Tumas Chamur on it. Hoka V'mayaskinon, we're talking about over here, Hoka V'mayaskinon, Kagoyin Shechifeyu Bebetzik, that you have the dough around it. In the cases like this, the dough itself is less than a kizai, is less than a kibetza. Now, with the food inside, with this kizayis of the nevela together, it's a kibetza worth of food. So even though the inside kizayis has a tumor, have a tumor on it, but that's only if you touch it. Now that you have dough, food around it, whoever touches it only touches the dough, they don't touch the nevela. So you don't become tumay by touching it. Now, the food itself, this betzik, the dough itself, is less than a beitza. Since it's less than a beitza, it's not makabel tuma. Just if you mitstarif the dough with the inside meat, with that kezayis of an nevela, if it's called neichel, now you have a kebeitza worth of oichel. Then, therefore, the middle bosom would be mitama the betzik, would be mitama the dough. That's a nafkamin, another case that we say that this meat inside it, alsas din tumah chamur, would not help you anything here. You have to give it a shem oichel, that it'll be mitzarf, will come together with the outside dough, as if you have a kibetz, a worth of dough, of food, and then it'll be mekabel tumah. So Mora is so yachi, so hechshir nami liboi, should have to have a hechshir also. So Mora says, no, hani, mi libi oichel nachrinu, with other food. To lay metamel in the magalav b'masa, it has no tumah chamur at all. Avalach over here, since inside this dough is the kezayis of an avela, so nehi to lay metamel b'maka. True, you can't be metamel by touching it. Why the kamechafe bebetzek? It's covered up with the dough, so you can't get to touch it. But b'masa milatame. But I call upon if you pick up the whole dough and pick up the kezayis nevela inside it, you would become tamei to a toyin like what you're carrying it. So therefore it has a tumah chamura, so since it's possible safely as tumah chamura, therefore right now there's not need a hechsher as a tumah oichlin. So this is the case why the kezayis of a bosser of a nevela should have a din tumah oichlin on it, when it's mitzarf with the betzik, with the other food around it. But lafuk emes, excluding a mace, the yaf agav tichifei bebetzik, when you have a kezayis of a bosser of a mace here, that kezayis is tumah, a tumah chamura. Even though it's covered up with dough, it doesn't make a difference. Still, matama, if you touch it, even though you're only touching the dough, you'd become tamei. Why? And you become tamei tumah chamura. The tumah boikas v'yoyla, boikas v'yoredis. That's the locha by a mace. By a mace, if there's not a pasech tefach, if there's not a space of a tefach in between the mechitza and the mace, then we say the tumah shoots through. See, where you have dough, food, covering over this kezayis of a mace, the tumas ames shoots through it. So therefore, whoever touches it becomes tamei. So therefore, by mace, you don't have to come on the tumas eichlin. You don't need the tumas eichlin. The mace is tamei, stand by itself, is tamei, alf is din, of tumachamur, of a mace. Therefore, by mesh, you never have tumas oichlin. That's why there's no din tuma of the dam. Therefore, there's no risk to eat the dam of a mesh. The Omer Amar, what would you say before? In parentheses, we have yotzu shirotzim shem bem tuma v'lo shirotzim atam v'mag v'maslo matam. Now, it should be Omer Amar. Yotzu, we said, goes out dam chagovim, that the dam dogim, dam of fish, for dam chagovim, the dam of a grasshopper. Shekulu yetzu, the whole thing is muta. Therefore, there's no issa dam. So Mura says, what does it mean to say? Ma kuli het, what do you mean to say the whole thing is enter? Elam, if you want to tell me, the chel by mutam, testam, the chel of the fat of a dogim is mutam, therefore its blood is mutam. So Mura says, no. Hare chaya. I'll bring you proof by a chaya. Well, the klal is by a chaya. The chel by mutam, there's no issa to eat the chel of a chaya, but still the dam of yossi. Now let eat the dam of a chaya. The dam is also. So maybe the dam of dogim is also. The yellow mishum less bo is a gir hanosha. No is a gir hanosha by dogim. Fred Gimova Rayoif, he has something by birds. The less bo is a gir hanosha. No is a gir hanosha on a bird. And still, the doma yosa, the locker is a dam is also. So what are you telling me over here? Alright, turn over, we'll continue one on the other side. Like a little kasha, how do you know to say there's no issa dam by fish? So what are you saying? What does it mean kuli heta? As the Gemara says, rather my kuli. What does it mean to say kuli heta? To leiboy shchita means say you're allowed to eat it now without a shchita. Therefore, there's no issa dam. By shaking the leif in the behema, it's also treated without shchita. Oma ma, what we say also? Oma oif shein b'klayim. Oif does not have any klayim to it. Af behema also maybe only behema has no klayim. Tamulay me behema all behema the dam is also. The question is klayim. What type of klayim are we talking about over here? Let me, if you want to tell me klayim the havom, they now mate together two types of oifers, two types of birds. So or else klayim the harishon, they now work together with two different types of oifers. For the more of a tnan we learned, chayiv v'yev kiyotzavim, that you see any type of a chayiv and a knife is b'chlal these two isurim of climb of harvor. You can't mate them together. You can't work with them together. So what do you mean to tell me ma'oif that has no issa climb? Why not? By knife there's an issa not to mate them together, and there's an issa not to work with them together. Ela ra'adom rabaya. It means like this: shet simroi and chayav molam mishum climb. When you say the hair that grows on a bird, its feathers, you can put it together with linen. There's no issa shatnez on it. So maybe you are doing all behemoths that doesn't have an issa shatnez on it. Mashenkein, a sheep that its wool has an issa shatnez, maybe there's no issa dam. Kumash from the pasuk behemoth, all behemoths are bechlal. Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, dam shrotzim loikin olav, bekazayis. If you eat the kezayis of the dam of a sheretz, you get malchus. Not chorus, but you get malchus. Yeah. Mace, we have a question. It says what we had in the Mishnah before, that dam at choyl. Rashi's like in a love. Kesago that half minu is mishum dam. You get malchus because of the dam of the sheretz. So Mace, we have a question. It says dam at choyl, the dam of the spleen. Dam alev, dam of a heart, dam aklois from the kidneys, dam evor from inside. Hariyeh lo b'leis say. There's only a lav, there's no chiyav koros on them, because these dam is not called dam hanefesh, there's only a lav. Dam aochishtaim, the blood that comes out from a person, dam shrotzim uremoshim also. V'yeh chiyav malov, machmas only yosem ed rabbonim, but there's no issa diraisa. You're not chayiv if you eat it. Rosh says you're not chayiv malkus. So, how do you say if you eat the dam of a sheretz, you get malchus? Samur says, my ein chayiv malov maybe means, your ein chayiv malov here means chorus. Maybe it just means to say you're not chayiv chorus. But alav mechayiv, maybe you are chayiv malchus though. Samur says, no. Chod the first word, the hainu reisha. If so, that's the reisha. Rashi says, im came, my hefresh bein dam chayivorim, that there it's only no chorus, but there's a lav. The amai plig was it put in two cases for? It's because mashmi the dam shrotzim has not even a lav. For yoid tano, we learn clearly milav nami kol mamayit lei. We learn clearly the tana is taken away. There's not even a lav. Rashi the Tony says Yotzu dam shrochim michlal dam lo seichlu. Mashm is no lav altogether. The Tony says Yotzu dam shrochim shein bem tumah chamura. Mashm that has no isal lav altogether. So the Chotzer Stira then. So how could he say before if you eat the dam of a shevet you get malchus? So my answer is like this. Omer Rab Zera. It depends like this. His rabbi mishum sheretz leika. And if I mean to say the dam of a sheretz, if you eat the dam of a sheretz, not that you get malchus mishum dam. You get malchus mishum sheretz. The dam of a sheretz is like the sheretz. So if you masrim do not eat the sheretz and eat the dam, he'll get malchus. But mishum dam, if you warn him, don't eat the blood, mishum dam, and look, then you do not get malchus. And echnami, there's no issa dam on the dam of sheretz. But the dam of the sheretz is mechlal boso, you're over malchus feeding the sheretz. That's a teretz. Omer Rav, what did Rav say? Dam chagovim shekinsu, you have the dam of a grasshopper together, you have a pot of blood, also the rabbanon is marasan, you're not allowed to eat it. Because people think it's the blood of a behemoth, so you shouldn't eat it with the rabbanon. Meisra have a question. It says, dam dogim, the dam of fish, dam chagovim, dam grasshoppers muta. If you look at chila, so chutz mashma, at all times you'll eat them, even was gathered together. Someone says, no, hebish like kin, so only if it wasn't gathered together. But it could be if it was gathered together in a plate, whatever, in the glass, then it's also to drink the blood, it's a marasayim. Ki koma rav, fisha kinsa, when did Rav say it's also when you gather it together? So Moses says, no, at the Kavosa Gav Malchish, the Muna says, same thing by milk, by blood that comes out from a person. When is it muta? Fisha like kinsu. We didn't gather together. For the Muna, so miyosu is it also altogether then, that you want to say before, Malchish time is also. So you want to tell me there it's also, even though you didn't gather it together. Is that true? For a time, we learn like this. Dam shagabi kikar. Let's say you took a bite into a bread, and there's some blood of your teeth came out and went on the bread. You're not supposed to eat it like a tila. You're supposed to scrape it off and then eat the bread. Shabbat Hashnaim, the blood is between your teeth. Might say not even suck it out. Ubalei, let it swallow it. Vienna chayshis. So mashma, if the blood is not constant, it's not an issue altogether. It's only a mitzvah's hefresh to be poirish not to do it, maybe, but there's no isser involved. And so you're telling me now, by Mahal Cheshtayim, there is an isser to eat the blood, even when it's not kosher, it's not gathered together. So the clause like this, read, El Rada Kitanyahi, Mastisim, when do we say it's muta to eat the Dam Chagovim? Where it's gathered together, there's this pekish kashim. Only when there are scales or fins in the blood. So everybody knows clearly it's blood of a fish, therefore there's no marasayim. Keep coming around when the Rav says it's also the less pekish kashim. Ben Nacham, we're talking about though where it's gathered together. So it's gathered together, kunsu and echnami. Then the dam of Adam it's also. The dam of a fish is only mutter in this akimto when the scales are there. Omer Rav Sheshes, dam yachishtayim, the blood that comes out from a person, afilu mitzvahs parashain, but he holds, there's not even a mitzvah parash, you're allowed to drink it, you're allowed to eat it, there's no wisser at all. Mace, we have a question. It says clearly, the dama tchil, the blood of a spleen, dama lev, the blood of a heart, dama klois from the kidneys, dama evorim from the limbs of a person, there's a lav. Dama yachishtayim, blood that comes out of a person, dam shrotsim ramoshim also, v'yen chayuv molov. Mashma, there is Isser, it's also in the Rabban, you don't get malchus. So how could you tell me, how could Rav Sheshi say, there's a dam that comes out of a person, there's not even a mitzvah's porish, not even a mitzvah to stay away from it, here it's mashma, it's also in the Rabbanan. Just not chayiv malchus. So when it's an echnami, kitanya also means to say the pirish. When does it say it's also? When it's pirish, Rav Sheshi's minodah, a kli. When it came into a kli, Rav Sagabi kikar. Kikoma Rav, when does Rav say it's mutter, but lay pirish, where it did not come out from your mouth? A katan like we learned, dam shagabi kiko goroi v'yochloi, you have to scrape it off beneath the blood. But shabbein hashnam, all you meant to say was the blood that's between your teeth, since it didn't come out of your body yet, then moitzes, you'll even let her suck it out, ubalei, and swallow it v'yochloi. That's all he meant to say. Yerucham Yos agrees, once the blood of a person comes out, then there is the mitzvah pirish. There is the mitzvah, if it's on the bread, not eat it. And where it's kunsa was gathered together, it could be that's a bigger issa. Here it's a marasayin, and then there it's also to eat it. Machmas and issa. All right, you'll stop here.